This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So that is the voice of a good friend of ours, former colleague here in the building, Mike Wickett, who used to have the midday show here with Jamie, as you may recall. And that's his post on Facebook. He is living now in Iowa with his lovely young family. And he was, dare I say, I don't want to say the victim of a scam, but certainly the point of interest of a scam. And Mike, what is up with them getting your name, number, and they found a key with your name on it?
And by the way, he said on his social pages today that this is only the kind of thing that seems to happen to Dana.
Oh, that's below the belt and unnecessary.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Mike. It's good to hear your voice again.
Hi, dear.
Actually, it's more of a prank than a scam. It doesn't make it any better.
No.
And then someone said, actually, this is a kind of prank that Dana would pull. And I thought, you know, we did the picture frame thing. This is definitely something Dana would pull on Scott. I think this is something you would do around Kansas City.
We will come back to that because I disagree with you respectfully, and I'll tell you why in a bit. Because I feel like you guys had fear from this. So explain, how did it start?
Okay, so last Saturday, I'm getting ready to take my kids to the park around like 2 in the afternoon. I get a phone call from someone who said, hi, is this Mike? And I said, yeah. And he said, no one calls me Mike. Hell, my kids don't call me Mike. No, everyone calls me Wicket. And he said, I found your key. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, I found a key with your name and your phone number on it. And in comes my wife, Lee. She's like, hang up. It's a scam. She's telling me to hang up. And I'm like, where did you find it? And it's on some local walking trail here in Des Moines. And I'm like, I live by there. And you're starting to be like, do I tell them where I live? Do I meet them? All that.
Mm-mm.
Exactly. So we hang up. I go to the park. 20 minutes later, I get another call from a different person, from a woman who says, hi, is this Mike? I found a key with your name and your phone number on it. I immediately hang up at that point because now I'm like, what the hell's going on here? I then proceed to get text messages all afternoon, phone calls from people I don't know, from people who have found keys with my name and phone number, just my first name and the phone number. They're sending me pictures of the keys and the tags. The tags are different colors. So they're different, like one's green, one's blue, one's red. And that's how I know these are in different locations. There was one at one of the high school buildings. And I thought, this is really strange. And a buddy of mine I'm there with, he and I, you know, dads, we hang out with the kids and whatever. He's like, I've never heard of this. So I've got my wife freaking out, my clueless friend. I've got no idea what's going on. Guys, I Googled it. It's a TikTok scam or prank that's been going on for years. And if you've watched TikTok videos about it, there are people being recorded taking these exact same phone calls as I am saying, what are you talking about? My keys? Because we all do the same thing. We reach for our keys in our pocket and you go find them and you jingle them and you're like, no, I've got my keys. This went on all day Saturday, all day Sunday, all day Monday, Tuesday. And then yesterday, guys, I started getting tags, pictures of my, it says Mike and the word bones. And I'm like, what is that? It's my porn star name. What does Mike Bones mean? And I get more and more calls. And now, instead of just being in my suburb of West Des Moines, it would be akin to getting keys found in like Lenexa, in Mission, right, on the Plaza. It's ridiculous.
So how many calls / texts did you get?
Overall, probably 75.
Oh, my God.
75. Now, you're on the air, if I'm not mistaken, in Des Moines. Is that correct?
Yeah, I do the morning show on our version of 98.9 The Rock.
Okay. Is it possible that a competitor of yours or somebody at a different radio group got a hold of your number and they're playing a prank on you?
It's possible that anything could go down. So it could.
You still don't know?
No, I have no idea. No idea. But the thing is, if it was one of our competing radio stations, wouldn't they write Wicket? Because it's my show is Heather and Wicket, just like it was Jamie and Wicket. So no one would know me as Mike.
Right.
Unless they just wanted to get to me and not to Wicket from Laser 103.3. That's our station.
This is so weird. It's not like your 50th birthday or something. I know you're not 50, but there isn't something like
she meant to say 49th.
This is not something that like it would make sense. This is a prank because ... You have some date of import this month, or I'm trying to figure out why someone would do this.
No, I have no idea. My birthday's next month. I'm 44. Like, it's not an exciting birthday. I immediately thought it was my co-host, but she wanted me to call the police, and I don't think he would want the police coming to where you are. So I had to rule her out.
Maybe that's part of her ruse.
Huh? It could be. Every time I'm like, that's what someone who's not a witch would say. And so I then was like, it's not Lee, because I'm already stressed enough with the morning show and three kids. It's like Lee wouldn't
She was stressed about this. She was like, what is going on? Are we being scammed? Is someone trying to kidnap us?
Yes, exactly. Like, so she's off the list. Other than that, guys, I don't know who would do this. Who has this much free? Who has free time to go out and do something like this?
And they were just dropping these. Like, did it look like an apartment key or something, like an old style key?
All the keys are different. The keys are different, and the key tags are all different colors. I mean, one was found at a bar that has like pickleball and stuff. Another was found at the West Des Moines Library, the public library. There was one found at my kid's favorite park. So somebody, like, it's out in a suburb about 20 minutes away, but it's the one they love going to.
So here's what I think might be happening here, Wicket, is that one person, this is not, you know, the morning zoo guy on a competing station giving your name and phone number out to his entire audience. What somebody has done, either a relative, highly unlikely, a competitor, highly likely, or just a local prankster, also likely but less, has gotten all of these keys, written your name, and somehow they got your number on them, and one person is going around the city just dropping these keys in different places. And then always do wells are finding these keys with your name and number on it and calling you to let you know, it's okay, I got your key.
I have no idea. Like, anything is possible. Dana, I just sent you a text of one of the pictures of the keys.
Yep.
So you can see, like, that's the key right there. I'm not if I want to describe it any better.
Somebody just said I would call police. But when you Google this, you get results. Like, this is a prank.
Yes.
But in most of, like, I have results in 2023, 2024, epic prank. But if it's a prank, why wouldn't someone say, oh, I'm your best friend, I got you, you know, that was me.
Maybe they will this week.
Maybe there were more than 75 keys.
Yeah, because like the original version of this I saw from several years ago, there were 100 keys thrown out.
Now, Wicket, you said all the keys were like different colors and stuff, but were they the same kind of key?
Same kind of keychain.
Same kind of keychain.
The keys themselves are different. Some came back today that said the word shed. I don't own a shed.
So look at the keys, Scott. All right. Now, I don't mean to freak you out, Mike, but I did find one result from 2021, and it's a sheriff's office.
Oh, God.
And it says the TikTok key prank. The sheriff's office has received reports of citizens getting multiple unsolicited calls and texts about lost keys. Citizens are receiving calls from individuals stating they found their keys. Some are even getting photographs of the key with the keychain. We believe these reports are related to a prank that started on TikTok about a year ago. The video includes step-by-step instructions. The prankster is instructed to write phone numbers on ID keychains. The victim then gets several calls from strangers who, quote, found their keys. Although the idea stems from a prank, it could be an outlet for scammers and predators. Please do not give out your personal information over the phone and do not schedule in-person meetings with strangers, which I know you would not do.
No, I have not. Anybody who has sent me a text lately about, hey, I found this key, because I got one 20 minutes before we came on the air here.
Don't even reply.
I just respond with throw it out. And they say, okay. Like, you know, people are trying to be Midwest nice, and that's what's more annoying about this.
Found the key. Like,
hey, can I help return the key? Where do you live? And I'm like, I just want you to throw it out. Thank you.
Well, I'm not laughing at the prank, but I'm mildly laughing at the prank.
I understand. I absolutely get it.
If it is a prank.
And I would not, Wicket, call police, because the only people they're going to be able to get in contact with are always do wells who stumbled upon a key in a library or at a church or at, you know, an elementary school cafeteria or whatever, and they're just trying to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And police, every lead's going to be a dead end. I found it at the library. I have no idea who put it there.
Mike, you know I have anxiety. I think that it is a prank, but within the body of one of those 100 people that finds the key, there's a serial killer, and that's the real end game here. That one person gets to you, and you're like, okay, I will meet you for the key, and then you end up in river somewhere. So do not. I wouldn't even reply back to these people.
I would.
Are you saying I should not meet them at a river to get the key?
Do not do that. Or under a bridge. Or no.
And if they say the key is in the back of their van, say, you get it. I'm not going in there.
I'm good on that. You know, police would just tell me, all they would say, if I were to call the police, they would say, change your number. You know, the whole thing's over if you just change your number. And I'm like,
that's not practical, Mike. Let me just tell you right now.
I know. I've had the same number for like 4 different radio stations. Okay. It's been a whole generation. I've had the same number.
Well, hey, if you find out who did this, will you let us know so we can update everybody? Because I am curious.
Absolutely. And I'm trying to have fun with it. I know it's serious. And I appreciate you guys, you know, checking in on me. That doesn't happen very often.
Well, my radar is up. They're just like the woman that can't get out of the car. I'm like, there's something that just doesn't feel right about this. I don't know what it is yet, but I'm Angela Lanberry-ing this thing.
All right.
I'm on the case, Mike.
All right. Murder, She Wrote. Mike, tell Lee we said hello. Will you please?
Miss you guys.
Miss you too, buddy.
Love you, bye.
Well. Love you on the show.
The
on
case
103.3.
Of the missing and found keys.
Come on, it's a good prank.
Somewhere out there, the devil is dancing tonight.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.